Hello and welcome to
Ghost Beans!
I felt like that was a really strong one.
It was. Aries thought so too. Nice.
Horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
We watched Alien Romulus from 2024, directed by Fede Alvarez. It's Fede, right? Fede? Uh-oh. Fede Alvarez, I think. The one and only. He directed the Evil Dead remake and Don't Breathe, and I am a big fan of that Evil Dead remake. That thing really surprised me. So I was very excited that he was making this movie. This one's going to be interesting to talk about. I think, for the podcast, I like to keep the episodes as short as possible. I think that's the best. It can be kind of hard to do sometimes. I think this one is going to be a long one. Like, there's no way around it. I mean, it's a fucking alien, okay? And this movie is really interesting because I was super, super excited about this, just like all of the fucking internet, it seems, because I could not escape it anywhere. It's like banner ads, you know, video ads. It's like everywhere. It's just Alien Romulus. And overall, we'll start by, we're not going to talk spoilers up front. But I think overall, I think one of the things that I've been wrangling with is like, I was so excited going into this, and we just talked about this, that like it almost meant that I was kind of viewing it through these rose-tinted glasses, where it's like there is a lot that I really love about this movie that we'll get into, but there are some definite missteps, and I think reflecting on those things has like kind of dampened my excitement for it a little bit, including the fact that we couldn't get the fucking popcorn bucket. The hell, man?
I was looking forward to that.
I wanted the alien head. What the hell? Like, we went and asked if they had any. There were, like, Beetlejuice popcorn buckets out the ass in the theater.
Beetlejuice isn't even out yet.
I know, and that's what I was thinking. Like, were you selling these, like, 2 weeks ago, so they're all gone? Like, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, don't sell the popcorn bucket before the movie comes out.
Why is there a fucking aftermarket for popcorn buckets? Like, this is so stupid. Who gives a shit? We've never been interested in popcorn buckets. We don't have any, but it's like, I wanted that alien head, man. But yeah, this is a movie that I think it was kind of ticking all the boxes because it's supposed to take place between Alien and Aliens. It's kind of ignoring all the lore. I am very anti-lore. I bring that up a lot on here. And I think Alien, unfortunately, has suffered a lot from just doing way too fucking much with these, because you haven't even seen like Prometheus or any of those, so you don't even know like where it goes places that it does not need to. And I think a lot of fans have kind of turned on that. So this, I was really hoping for like, no, just give me a good horror movie. Like, just bring it back to basics. I just want to see the alien fuck people up. And a lot of the early impressions I saw, because I was avoiding everything, I was avoiding reviews, but I was kind of skimming just to see like, do people at least like it? And for some reason, I saw the word gnarly like over and over and over in a lot of impressions, which was like, yes, like, mm-hmm. Hell yeah. And it's funny because I brought it up to my dad, and this was definitely like a generational thing because I saw it. We took my dad to go see the movie with us, which was great because he introduced me to Alien. I realized he kind of introduced me to like everything I love, you know, like he introduced me to horror movies when I was like 7 years old, like, fuck yeah, dad. He introduced me to video games with the Atari. I think he probably waited too long to introduce me to sports, and he's probably regretting that forever because I just never, it's like, no, you got to start with sports, man. You can't start with the video games and horror movies. Like, they clash too much, you know. But I brought it up, yeah, the gnarly thing, and he was like, oh, like, gnarly, dude. Like, he had this very different interpretation. It's like, no, like, 2024, when I hear gnarly, I think it's going to be fucked up.
A lot of people keep calling it gnarly. I've seen that word used a lot. Oh, no. I think it's...
Oh, God, I haven't heard that word used in years. Gnarly, dude.
And, you know, without spoiling anything, I will say, like, the movie isn't even that gnarly.
No.
Like, I was kind of... I wouldn't describe it as gnarly. We'll get into that later.
Maybe if you don't like regularly watch horror,
I didn't want to say that. I want to be like, well, you but know, I mean, after Terrifier, like what? Like the bar
Terrifier
has been raised a bit. Yeah, it still does have some pretty fucking badass effects, and I think overall that is one of the strengths. Is like all the practical stuff they do. The alien looks fucking cool, but there are definitely some missteps that, like, I think I really got caught up in because I'll say again, spoiler free, my review is that I think the movie starts super fucking strong. Like, I don't know how you felt about that. Like, what do you think the arc of quality in this movie was like?
I don't even know if I can fully say without spoiling, yeah. Honestly.
I'll just say, like, yeah, I think the movie, it starts so strong. I was totally in it. Like, the setting, all the set design and stuff was holy crap. Because we've talked about that with the first two movies, how, like, it just feels like there's so much attention to detail in the sets. And this really tries to recreate that aesthetic. And even, like, the soundtrack and everything, it's like there is this kind of line between, like, you're just copying it, which feels almost like a dirty trick, you know, to like grab that nostalgia. And for a while it really rides that line super well, where it's like, man, I was just vibing with this like crazy. But it does kind of take a turn, and I think it doesn't keep that up throughout the whole movie. I mean, how do you feel overall?
I mean, it was good. I liked it. Yeah. I had a good time. We were in a pretty good, like, theater environment.
Yeah.
You know, like, everyone was very excited to see this movie.
Yeah, eating our popcorn out of a fucking bag. But, you know, in spite of that, yeah.
I think it even would have just been nice if there was, like, one person in the theater that had the bucket. Because it's like, why are you
like,
selling?
Am I going to have, like, a Beetlejuice head in an alien movie? Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, that was
stupid. Selling the popcorn buckets before the movie comes out.
Well, people, like, there's a whole market of people reselling the shit. That's when it ruins it. Yeah,
fucking sell them online.
We can't have good things. Like, this is stupid.
This is now a popcorn bucket hate podcast.
This is now, yes. We're going to spend the rest of this episode just talking about popcorn buckets. I hate that. Because whenever I see, like, the Disney popcorn buckets, I'm like, what are you guys doing? This is so dumb. But I'm so mad about this. Seriously. But yeah, I think I do think it was a good time. It may be I had like astronomical hype for this, and I genuinely feel like early in the movie I was like, oh, it's so nice to have a movie that like meets the hype. And that's really unfortunate because it didn't keep that feeling the whole time. But it was still like, man, especially compared to all the other sequels, like I there's been like a turn on some of them, like Alien 3 and Resurrection. I was talking to a friend of mine who saw those recently and was like really high on them and like, you know, telling me I should give them another chance. And I really want to. We're definitely going to cover Alien 3 soon. But yeah, the quality is like so all over the place. And it's just nice to go back to like an old school Alien movie. So that part is probably the best thing that it does. I just think there is like potential that was missed. It's still like 2024, man. We're eating as horror fans.
Yeah.
It's still great. Still great to get like a new old school-ish horror movie, like Alien horror movie. And this is kind of like, maybe this is the best we can hope for from this franchise now, for better or worse. Because I think that's the other problem is that, we'll get more into this with spoilers, but like, this is a major Fox property, which means it's also a major Disney property now. And that means that I think you can't expect to get the like full grimy indie treatment. Like, there's going to be this executive level of just inserting bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think we can avoid that with a property like this.
So is it confirmed that Alien Queen is a Disney princess?
Well, when you put it like that, actually, that's pretty good. I like that.
I gotta draw that.
You should. We just found what the posts on our social. Okay. I don't know. I don't want to sound like too down. I'm like, Alien was one of the movies that introduced me to horror, you know? So I'm going to have like really high expectations and excitement for something like this. And it's still overall, I'm really happy with it. It's just maybe not like, maybe I built it up too much in my head. You know?
I don't know. I wouldn't, you know, beat yourself up too much. Like, I was just in like introduced to Alien and felt the same amount of like excitement because I was like, oh my God, I've missed out on all of this for so long.
Yeah.
These movies are so great. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so lucky that I like just saw these films and now I get to see, you know, right after. Yeah.
That has been really fun to go through with you. And I can't wait to watch the rest because you have no idea. Like it goes places. So we're going to eventually, we will get through everything. And I'm excited. I think I'm most excited about seeing Alien 3 again, because when I was a kid, I was just not fucking ready for that. I was not ready for the Finch, and because it's a David Fincher movie. Mm-hmm. And going from James Cameron to David Fincher was like, my 8-year-old brain was just fucking blown to pieces by that. So I want to see that now. And I'm also, I want to revisit Prometheus a lot, because Prometheus is fucking weird and a lot of people hate it. But I remember when I saw it, I was like, this wasn't that bad. So I don't know. We'll see. We're not talking about Prometheus. We're not talking about Alien 3. We're talking about Alien Romulus. So let's just say fucking get in the spoilers. So fuck it. Let's get through it from the beginning. So like the early part of the movie, when they're on the mining planet, that shit was like, that was such a great way to start it. I was so on board from the get-go, because like the way they built up that setting and everything was just so fucking cool. Like I was just, man, I was so in it at that point. I don't know how other people felt, but even like, I love that it's so 2024 that like Weyland-Yutani as a corporation has always been like the big villain of this series. But the way they really dig into like the evil capitalist company, like she's basically a slave to this.
Yeah.
That was like so fucking dark.
Oh my God. The way in the beginning she's like trying to leave and she's like, okay, I worked all these crazy hours. Can I leave
now?
Yeah,
it was like 6 years.
And they just raised it.
They're just
again.
Like, oh, by the way, you're going to have to do another like 12,000 hours.
Yeah, it's like raising retirement. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's fucked up. And even like as she's walking away, you overhear people talking about all the people who just died in the mines and stuff. Yeah, it's very dark, very bleak look at our capitalist future. Yeah, and it makes me wonder, because there's that Alien Earth series coming out. Mm-hmm. And I think Weyland-Yutani as a villain is like a big part of that. I'm really wondering what that's going to be like. But also, I just love, like, I think the main character is great. Like, you're going to have the Ripley comparisons. And I think the movie even deliberately does that. But I think she was really good in that role.
Yeah, I think she did a good job.
Yeah, and her android companion,
yeah, Andy.
He's definitely like the star of the movie.
Oh my God, I loved Andy.
And I think that was conceptually so cool in the beginning, that he's like a brother figure, but he's like kind of glitching out and stuff. Like all of that, those ideas are just so cool. And yeah, the whole setup. What was that?
The Roomba.
The fuck, Roomba? What are you doing? But the whole setup of like, I guess I heard us talking about Andy. It was like, oh, the whole setup that, you know, they're trying to find some way off of this planet, so they're gonna hijack this ship. It's a really cool setup for an alien movie.
Yeah, I will say it did kind of like make me pause for a sec when she's like, I have this problem. I need to get off of this planet. And then, like, the solution immediately appears.
Yeah.
That kind of, like, got me a little bit. It was like, okay, we don't get a little bit of, like, her trying to figure something out. Like, she kind of almost immediately finds a solution, which I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I guess we need to get it moving, you know, because we know what we're here for. We're not here for half a movie on the mining planet. And, yeah, I think right away, one of the things that's like so tricky with this is that it does a lot of stuff to reference the original two movies specifically. And I feel like that is such a difficult line to ride, because it's like you want to put the little details. Like, I don't know if you notice, because you're not like completely indoctrinated like me, but there's the little bird statue that like dips its head in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's like in the background of one of the scenes, and it's like, oh yeah, I see you. Like, there's like little stuff like that that like was working for me. And that is one of the problems. I think early on, all that stuff is like really effective and works. Because even like the way they introduced the movie is that they found the alien. Did you notice that? Did you pick up on this? That it's the alien from the first movie that gets blasted out into space.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That is the alien that they capture.
Yeah.
And that's something that, like, there's a, like, kind of pessimistic way to look at that as, like, okay, do we need that detail to tie it to it? But I think it works.
It's fine.
And it's cool that it's, like, yeah, like, these things are supposed to be these perfect organisms that are kind of unkillable. And, like, the fact that it could survive in the vacuum of space, that does, like, work within the story. And it's a good way to tie it together. But there are times when it starts to like tiptoe over the line, and it does feel. Is he snoring? I just hear a cat snoring in the background.
He cares.
Oh, he's such a precious boy.
He is.
Such a precious little boy. But there, that's where it starts to really feel like there are people at the top who are like, just like, we need to, you know, push these little things in there. It's like, just leave it the fuck alone. Like, we don't need that much. And we'll get to those details as we get to it. But I did think, yeah, all the way up through, like, them getting on the space station, there is that interesting, like, conflict between the one guy and the android.
Yeah.
Even that's like a interesting wrinkle that comes back later, because it's supposed to be like his, was it his mom or both his parents were killed by?
I think his mom.
Yeah, because there was an android who like sealed them in the mine in order to save other people.
Yeah.
A lot of android hate in these movies.
I think it just stepped a little bit too far. Like, it's like, yeah, okay, I get it. You hate androids. And it was just like, that was his whole personality. And
yeah,
I think that was just like, okay, like, I get it. I don't know.
It kind of, it serves the purpose of the story enough, because there is that like back and forth about how much you can trust these things,
yeah,
which, because there is a point where it's like capitalism ruins our sweet little baby boy, Andy,
yeah,
which we'll get to that.
My sole directive is for the company.
I know. It's like, oh no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not Andy.
No. But yeah, like all of that, like the, because these movies traditionally have done a good job. Aliens is great with this, of like putting you in this setting where the characters don't really realize how much danger they're in, mm-hmm, and it feels like very foreboding and oppressive. And seeing like the facehuggers frozen in those weird little pods and stuff, it's like there is this like escalation and buildup that is like, that's Alien. Like, it works really well. It's really effective. And they make facehuggers scary again,
yeah,
in this, because those fuckers, like, there's like a billion of them. And just seeing them all scurrying around and shit, yeah, that was super creepy. And we get like multiple shots of people yanking facehuggers off their faces and pulling the tubes out of their throats, which is,
yeah,
like super fucking gross.
Yeah, just a moment for all of the effects. Like,
oh,
they
totally
were really cool and,
yeah,
effective. I think they were not gnarly.
No.
But they were, like, to the level I would hope they would be for this movie.
Yeah. I did wonder, what do you think a facehugger tastes like?
I don't know.
We can move on.
Probably fleshy, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, what does an alien taste like? I don't know. That was super fucking gross, though. There were some parts, like, I don't know. I think the parts we did get, like the chestburster scene, was pretty,
oh, yeah,
fucked up. And
oh, I love that X-ray gun. I thought that was so,
that
cool.
That was really cool. I did think, like, so once shit really hits the fan, and this is the thing, is like, I think the buildup is great. I think once things start really going to shit, it feels like we cross over, and at that point, it's like we're kind of go, 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 and I think it loses something. Like, it loses some momentum at that point. And I also just think, I realized really early on, there just aren't enough bodies. Because I was, like,
yeah,
counting the deaths, and I was like, well, hold on. There's only, like, five people. I was like,
yeah,
no, I want to see more people getting fucked up by aliens. Because at the end of the day, there's only one guy who gets killed by alien. Remember, he gets
the
double jaws in the eye. Well, we get there's the chest burster. There's a guy who gets acid dripped on him, which that was pretty fucked up.
That was really cool,
yeah. I think that's the first time we see, like, a full-on acid death.
Yeah.
What happened to the shithead guy?
He was the acid guy.
So it's facehugger and the girl at the end. Yeah, so it's just the one dude who gets the double jaw to the eyeball, which that was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
I think, but that's the thing, is, like, the effects are so good. The aliens, when they do show them, are, like, top tier, like...
Oh, yeah.
Creepy as shit, like really good, like the one that's like waiting for them to open the door,
mm-hmm,
like that kind of thing is like really well done, but we just don't see enough of it.
Yeah, I will say, like, the effects they have of the face huggers and their little embryo pod things,
oh,
looked,
yeah,
really cool.
Yeah,
but
oh yeah, a lot of cool effects. And that was the other thing, is like, I love the like weird alien chrysalis vagina thing, like that. I was like so into that, because, like, number one, it felt like a shout out to H.R. Geiger, you know, because I mean, that's his whole fucking thing, is the sexualized weird sci-fi imagery, and that was just a vagina. Like, yeah. Let's be real. For real. But I did think, like, even on a, like, as far as alien lore goes, one of the things with the first movie that it was kind of an open question is, like, the chest burster comes out, they find the little skin of it, and then it's just a giant fucking alien. Mm-hmm. And, like, in the movie, of course, it works super well because they're expecting to find this tiny little thing, and when it shows up, it's, like, man-sized. So it's kind of like a jump from being tiny to being big, and they don't show the in-between, which works because, again, they're not expecting it. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool that they come up with an explanation in this, that he finds the skin, and then it's just like, what the fuck is that on the wall? And that, like, that's a good bit of lore that, like, we've never seen in any of the other movies, I'll tell you. Yeah, so I guess you don't have that perspective. That was new, and I think that was, like, a good way of explaining it that was also, like, gross and gnarly. So that was cool. And the way it, like, starts slowly coming out while the girl's, like, freaking out at the door, that was a cool scene. Like, that worked really well. Something, though, that, like, I have thought about a bunch, I don't think I talked about in the other episodes, is, like, there's been this weird back and forth with the aliens because, like, you know, ultimately it's a dude in a suit, you know, and it's like, if you put it in too much light, it can look kind of awkward. So they always try to hide it in the dark, or some movies they go too far into, like, the CGI territory. And I have felt like I like when it's just this awkward man in a suit, because at the end of the day, it's this parasite that is ultimately imitating whatever its host is. So the idea that, like, from a distance, it's like, what the fuck is that? And it just looks like this awkward, you know, human standing on two legs. I think that works and is, like, really fucking creepy. And I think I wish that they would, like, lean into that more, honestly, instead of trying to make it more, like, animalistic, you know? Mm-hmm. And we definitely, in this, I think they're still, like, overthinking that part of it. Because there is the part later when there's a whole bunch of them and they're scurrying around and shit. Yeah. And, like, no, bring back the awkward ass, you know, man in a suit. I prefer that. But they at least didn't go, like, super CGI with it. So that was cool. But I think, like, the part that really started to take me out of it, I don't know how you felt about this, is when... So they find the busted up android, which, by the way, when they see that android that's, like, split in half, I was like, oh, they're definitely going to turn that thing on and talk to it. Like, it's going to give us some exposition or something. What I was not expecting was that it would be a deep fake of Ash from the first movie. What the fuck is with Disney and deep fakes?
I don't know. It did not look good.
It looked awful.
Yeah.
That I can literally name that as the point where, like, I was so on board loving the escalation. And then as soon as I see this awkwardly superimposed face that never looked like it matched up, and, like, it didn't look like it matched the size it was supposed to be. And it was so bad and so awkward. It was like, it was hard for me to look at it. Like, when during that scene, I was just like, can we please move on? Like, this is taking me out so bad.
Yeah, you could clearly tell that it was a deep fake. And I just don't understand the purpose of that.
That's one of those, like, nostalgia bait things that, like, we just didn't need it. Like, it's conceptually, it's cool, because I think what they build up in these movies is that there's different types of android and they seem to all kind of look the same. So I guess it's like, oh, the science officer android looks like this guy, because there are, like, multiple, like the bishop android that's in Aliens, I think there's, like, multiple ones that look like him. But it just, yeah, that just felt like, dude, you're reaching here, like, you're trying too hard, and it looked so bad. And I was glad that he's still a fucking dickhead who seems to hate women, just like the original Ash. Although we didn't see enough of him, like, rolling his eyes and being, like, pissed off whenever a woman opens her mouth, you know?
Maybe that exceeds the deepfake technology.
Yeah, they couldn't get those expressions down, like, broke the deepfake. But that was the kind of thing that felt like meddling. You're almost waiting for them to be like, all right, how can we get Luke Skywalker in here and get Grand Moff Tarkin? Let's get them all in here, might as well. They just really haven't perfected that technology enough. But they did still make the androids, like, pretty scary, which I like, because that was something in Alien Isolation, which was a game that I played in VR, made me shit myself. they have like android bad guys that are like, you know, cold, like blank faced, just coming at you, you know. And there is some of that, like when Andy goes like full android and is just like coldly like holding doors open shit. Like I was down with that stuff. That was really creepy. And of course, yeah, when he gets taken over by Ash and Ash is like bossing him around for the company, that was a cool element because it makes you wonder like how much can you trust him. And that was our sweet baby boy, you know. So it does okay. I think like, yeah, some of the, there's a certain point where some of the horror kind of gets lost and it's a little disappointing. And I think part of it is like, there aren't enough bodies for the body horror. You know what I mean? Like they're just, there wasn't enough for them to work with in the setting, which was too bad.
I will say, I don't think the birthing scene is as gnarly as it could have been. I feel like, honestly, it's kind of safe. When it comes to birthing horror.
Yeah, I guess we can just get right to the end. I did want to point out before we do that, like the hallway scene with the acid, that was kind of cool, the zero-G acid. I was a little disappointed because that was in the trailer, like her floating toward the zero-gravity acid. And I was like, ooh, that's a really cool idea. And it did feel like something almost on like a whiteboard that they were like, we got to put this in there. And maybe like in execution wasn't as good as it could have been, you know?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know, even know what it is. There's like, I guess like a coolness factor, if I could call it that.
Yeah.
That was just, it just didn't quite hit on how cool that could have been. I don't know.
It almost feels kind of rushed because I think that's the way I'd put it is like, it felt like the movie had this like really clear vision and atmosphere for a while. And then we hit a point where it was like people writing shit on a whiteboard, like, we gotta have this and we gotta have this. And then they were just kind of going through it. Like,
you gotta have the elevator. So he's gotta say, yeah. Get away from her, you
oh
bitch.
Oh my God, we'll get to that. And yeah, and like the alien nest part. And it's like all this stuff that just starts one after another happening. And it just didn't flow that great. It had like the pulse rifle. It's like all this little stuff that was like maybe not necessary. And yeah, where it really started going over the line was some of the dialogue, like the get away from her, you bitch. We got like, there was definitely people in the theater like, woo! But I was kind of like, oh, like, come on. Like, that's like too on the nose, you know, that's too much. So that's when like stuff started going over the line. And when they find the black goo stuff in the lab, that is like some Prometheus shit. And I know that was a point where it's like, because Prometheus, a lot of people do not like all the lore and stuff in there. And I was hoping we would just avoid all that shit. Like, just keep it aliens fucking people up. And they start putting that stuff in and it's like, oh boy, like, what are we doing now? We don't need all this. I think like my controversial thing is that when we get to the ending with the birthing scene, yeah, again, that was like, I think the guy next to you was like freaking the fuck out.
Oh yeah, he was having a moment with that whole scene. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but like that was a point in the movie where like I was starting to feel kind of disappointed overall because it felt like it was slowly deflating, and I was like, oh, are we just gonna end it on this? And I was thinking like, or are they gonna put her ass in cryo and then like the next movie she's gonna be turned into the alien queen or something. So I was glad that it like kept going. And I will say, like, when that shit came out of her and you just see the little baby face when it's sinking through the floor, I was like, that's kind of creepy. Like, what the fuck? What is this? And it did kind of win me back. And that's my controversial take.
No, I can agree. I think it won me back on a different part though.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So, but like, I'll just say, I think a lot of people were kind of down on the ending and like the creature. I was on board. I thought it looked like really gross and creepy and weird, like the human alien hybrid.
Yeah, I think the silhouette of the creature being revealed was super effective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It worked for me as like, because I was kind of like, ooh, creepy. Again, though, it does look like something from Prometheus. So I was wondering what the tie is there. So that part, maybe not as excited about. But it was creepy and it had that weird little fucking tongue thing and everything. Like, And the way it was like smiling and shit, yeah. Like that stuff was like pretty creepy.
Yeah,
it
did look like Mark Zuckerberg, kind of.
Yes, when he's like a parasailing or whatever. Sure.
Oh my god, that'd be really fun.
Yeah, you should do that.
I can Photoshop.
Well, and it's funny you say that because like one thing I was thinking is like I am astounded that didn't get spoiled. Because we talked about this, how like we still haven't seen the fucking Deadpool Wolverine movie, but I know everything that happened in that movie because just like scrolling on Instagram, it's like every other post is just like, here's this character who came back. And it's like, okay, I guess I just can't avoid that. I'm so surprised that like day two when this came out, I didn't see like screenshots of that creature.
Yeah.
Like how did that happen? Like that's pretty crazy.
I've talked about this with you personally, and I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast, but mm-hmm. I feel like, and please email us if you remember this too, I feel like it's getting overshadowed by how fast paced the internet is now, mm-hmm. but I feel like in the beginning of the internet there was like an unspoken rule of like not spoiling movies.
Yeah.
Like there was like a waiting period until you like actually actively publicly talk about the spoilers in movies, and I feel like that has gone completely out the window.
Well, I think
at
like
this point
it feels like it's almost like a standoff. Like, everyone's pointing guns at each other like don't do it, don't spoil it, but then everyone's like afraid they're gonna miss the fucking boat, like someone wants to be the first one.
Yeah.
And as soon as someone does it, then everyone fucking, it's like the dam breaks.
Exactly. It's look, you don't need to be the, like, we're all hoping to go see the movie. You don't need to be the first person
but
to spoil
the engagement
the movie.
I need the engagement. Yeah, that sucks. I wonder if like if their social media people are like working overtime removing that shit, like considering how much
maybe
Romulus advertisements were being shoved down my throat, I wouldn't be super surprised.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point because I have a lot of my feed is alien
now. It's all alien.
But it's all nostalgic alien things or hype in general for the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I am actually really surprised that at least there wasn't like one bit of spoiler that leaked out.
Yeah. But yeah, and like, yeah, back to the ending though, like the way it ends with her suiting up and like shooting it into space, that was another one where it was like, okay, we're doing the alien thing. It's like, it really does start feeling like a bullet list of nostalgia there. What was it you said that, you said there was something that took you out at the end? Really?
Oh no, I think I already talked about it. I like the silhouette of the creature.
Oh, okay.
That brought me back.
Did that girl die? The pregnant girl?
Yes.
The thing killed her?
I think so.
I can't remember.
I think I'm wondering if there's a director's cut where this weird I don't even want to have to say this sentence.
Humalian?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Actually tries to breastfeed from her because it was like it was alluding to that.
With
like,
with his little tongue.
And she's like lactating goo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's definitely a director's cut that has. And I'm like, I'm just glad they didn't go there because
no.
I did not need to see that.
Well, that would have been pretty gnarly.
It would have been, but I don't know if I trust for it to be the type of gnarly I wanted to see.
Yeah, and at least our baby boy, we got him back at the end. That was like, oh, thank God.
I really loved that character a lot.
It's like I said, I think he was the best part of the movie, and I think a lot of people feel that way.
There was just this, oh my God, just this like tenderness and kindness to this android character.
Yeah.
It's very cool
it
to
cool.
see that, this juxtaposition of like a cold, lifeless android and this very kind, caring person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I think just conceptually, the idea that like her parents programmed it just to look after her and
it's
it became
sweet.
Like her brother, like it's a cool idea. And that's the thing. Overall, it's a good movie. I think it was very good.
Yeah, like
I
definitely
it.
See it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think especially in the pantheon of alien movies, it's like obviously not as good as like the first two. Can't speak on the third yet because I haven't seen it in like at least 20 years. I don't even like saying that out loud. But it's definitely, it's kind of like it's bringing it back. Like I'll give it credit. It's just maybe the studios need to fucking back off and let them make a good horror movie.
Yeah, let the artists do their thing. Yeah. You don't need to stick your wallet into everything.
We don't need the deep fakes and shit. Like, just leave that shit alone.
Yeah, like, if you're a producer and you love movies and you want to help make movies, help make movies. You don't... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I need more artists' creativity in movies. I need... Let them do their thing.
And, yeah, and I think, like, I was hoping for just a nice standalone alien horror movie, and we mostly get that, but there is just enough in there meddling and mixing things up that it's like, it's not exactly what I wanted. Mm-hmm. But it was still good.
Yeah.
It was still, like, better than what we maybe could have hoped for, and I'm glad they brought in a good horror director to helm it, you know?
Yeah, it's not like we left the theater disappointed. Like, I definitely was still excited. Your dad and I were talking about the movie when you went off to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Everybody, and that seemed to be the general vibe coming out. Like, everybody was still excited, had a good time, so.
Yep. And there were, like I say, the aliens didn't fuck people up enough. I did like the idea of them using their tail to, like, grab people, like, even, like, spearing them through the shoulder to bring them over and shit. Like, there were some cool things there, but I just want more of it.
Yeah.
Like, let's see Fede Alvarez do an Aliens-style sequel where he can just do what he wants to do and we see more fucking carnage. I'm down for that. I guess that's it. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can search for Ghost Beast Pod. And you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank all the movies we covered in our definitive, unquestionable horror list that is changing every episode.
Our non-Newtonian list.
Yeah. How about this? Above, Leave the World Behind. Below, Abigail.
Yeah, that's fair. That works.
Good. That puts it at number 20 on our list. We'll have to rank all the alien movies once we finally get through them all. But that's it. You can email us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. If you disagree with our opinion, I don't care. Bye.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was thinking, there's so many cuss words.
That's what you're worried about.
Yeah. Well, you were so young, and
there's also, like, a lot of violence. It's pretty gnarly. It's just funny that the cuss words are the thing that you're worried about. Yeah.